Nolte, Disney's Child Groomers drag Guardians 3 down to lousy $110 million opening. By John Nolte on May 6, 2023. The groomers, fetishists, and perverts now running Disney/Marvel can only be beside themselves with fear now that Guardians of the Galaxy 3 opened to a very disappointing $110 million. That might sound like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money. But as with all things, context is necessary. Back in 2014, before Disney began openly sexualizing little kids with transvestites, gay sex, and drag queens, the audience goodwill Marvel had earned drove the original Guardians of the Galaxy to a $94 million opening weekend. That was an astonishing success for one reason. No one knew anything about Guardians of the Galaxy. Unless you were a die-hard Marvel fan familiar with its second- and third-tier characters, no one had even heard of it. Chris Pratt wasn't anything close to a star then. He was known primarily as the chubby guy on a cancelled sitcom. But in 2014, Disney/Marvel had yet to poison its brand and Marvel series with two hairy men kissing. Not to mention all the woke-tardery, all the left-wing rhetoric, the lecturing, preaching, hectoring, dividing, and making our eyes roll at all the heavy-handed virtue signaling. In 2014, Thor was still a competent, masculine, and heroic man instead of a clumsy, emasculated, idiotic, apron-wearing bitch. America fell in love with the galaxy's Guardians, which drove it to a $333 million domestic gross and another $439 million overseas. That's $773 million worldwide. America loved the galaxy's Guardians so much that in 2020, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 opened to a jaw-dropping $147 million and would go on to gross $390 million domestic and $473 million overseas. That's $864 million worldwide. So how is it possible that the Marvel franchise that seemed to carry more audience goodwill than any other opened to just $110 million this weekend, which was at the very low end of expectations and a whopping 25% below its predecessor? As cynical as I am about the movie business, I'm shocked by this result. I figured that of all the Marvel movies that could ride above America's growing superhero fatigue and disgust with the child predators at Disney, it would be Guardians. In fact, just yesterday, our supreme leader Jerome Hudson asked me to write a box office piece about the lowering expectations for Guardians 3, and I begged off, assuming this sucker would blast off. How could it not? For more context of how poorly Guardians 3 is doing, Ant-Man and Wasp, Quantum Something Something opened in February to $106 million, which is nearly as good as Guardians 3. Ultimately, Ant-Man 3 grossed just $213 million domestic and another $262 million overseas. That's only $474 million worldwide. Did anyone expect what had been advertised as the final chapter of the beloved Guardians to do about as well as Ant-Man 3? Add to that failure the fact that Guardians 3 is the movie that's supposed to kick open the summer. No, 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 no. This is bad for Marvel and Disney, a mixture of superhero exhaustion, too many terrible Marvel movies, and the child predators think Disney is getting over everything it touches. If the very real Bud Light implosion tells us anything, it's that America is sick of fascist corporations looking to normalize and celebrate mental illness, perversion, fetishes, women minstrelsy, and child grooming. What else could it be? Super Mario Bros. Is about to cross $500 million domestic. But that movie is innocent fun. No one's using Mario and Luigi to get into your underage son's pants or your underage daughter's locker room. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said about the degenerate Walt Disney Company. Disney burst out of the satanic closet and openly targeted the innocence of our children with their obscenities. Earning back our goodwill might be impossible at this point. Boo-hoo. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.